Begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for thee. Exercise all thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of thy church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 137, Vestments. Okay, we have in the pictures the various vestments that the priest wears. They're numbered in my book. One is amice, alb, cincture, maniple, stole, chasuble, surplice, and cassock. And the last picture is of the cope. And I don't think there's much need to describe any of those. Perhaps our reading will do a better job. Okay, the first question. What vestments does the priest use in the celebration of Holy Mass? The priest uses the amice, alb, cincture, maniple, stole, and chasuble in the celebration of Mass. When the priest appears before God at the altar, he is clad in suitable vestments. God himself gave directions about the vestments of the priest in the Old Testament, Exodus 28:4. The chief vestments worn by Catholic priests have come down to us from the time of the apostles. First, the amice is a white linen cloth which covers the priest's shoulders. It reminds the priest to observe custody of his eyes. It represents the cloth with which the soldiers blindfolded our Lord before they struck him, and is symbolic of faith. In former times, the amice was placed over the head like a hood to keep the priest from distractions during Mass. Second, the alb is a white linen tunic which envelops the priest's whole body. It betokens purity of body and soul and represents the white robe with which Herod clothed our blessed Lord in mockery. It was customary in the East to wear a white garment on festive occasions, as weddings, etc. The cincture, or girdle, is the cord which fastens the alb at the waist. It betokens purity and self-control, and represents the cord that bound our Lord. The girdle serves the practical purpose, of keeping the alb fastened so as not to inconvenience the priest in his movements. The maniple is a short, narrow strip of cloth which hangs from the left arm. It represents Veronica's veil, which was used to wipe the face of our Lord. The stole is the long silk band that fits around the neck and is crossed on the breast. It is distinctive mark of the priest. Of all vestments, it is the most blessed. The stole represents the rope laid around our Lord's neck after his sentence to death. It symbolizes the sanctifying grace lost by Adam and repurchased for us by the Passion. The chasuble is the outer garment that rests on the shoulders and drops down in front and behind, almost to the knees. At the back is a cross representing the cross borne by our Lord. The chasuble signifies the heavy responsibilities that rest upon the priest and denotes the charity which should envelop him. In a commemorative sense, the chasuble represents the purple garment worn by our Lord before Pilate. The chasuble is often, as in former times, in the form of a mantle with only one opening for the head. The chasuble, stole, maniple, and veil for the chalice are made as a set of the same color, material, and design. The beretta is the three-ridged square cap worn by the priest when he enters the sanctuary. What vestments are used by the priest outside of Mass? Outside of Mass, the priest uses the cassock or soutane, the cope, the surplice, and the benediction veil. The cassock or soutane is the principal vestment used by ecclesiastics. It is a robe reaching down to the feet and buttoned in front. For priests it is black, for bishops violet, for cardinals red, and for the pope white. In some Catholic countries, ecclesiastics go everywhere in their cassocks. The cope is a mantle used for benediction, processions, and other occasions outside of Mass. At High Mass, the deacon wears a special vestment called dalmatic, and the subdeacon a tunic, or tunicle. The surplice is a short alb used by the priest outside of Mass when he preaches, joins a procession, etc. When a priest dies, he is buried dressed in his cassock and surplice, and with the purple stole, the badge of his priesthood. In complete purple vestments, he lies in dignity. The benediction veil is the long silk cloth used by the priest when carrying the Blessed Sacrament and giving benediction. Some of the vestments, such as the amice, alb, surplice, and benediction veil, are always white. The stole for hearing confessions is always purple. Why do Catholics spend a great deal of care and money on sacred vessels, vestments, and furnishings for the altar? Catholics spend a great deal of care and money on sacred vessels, vestments, and furnishings for the altar because it is only right to give what is most precious and beautiful for the service of God. Nothing is too good for the Lord of heaven and earth. The beauty of God's house also impresses the beholder and helps devotion. Some worldly-minded people are prone to ask, to what purpose is this waste, when they see how much care and money Catholics spend on sacred vessels, vestments, and church ornaments. Let us remember that Judas asked that when Mary Magdalene anointed our Lord. That completes the reading that I have for Lesson 137. Do we have any questions or comments?
I have a question, Your Excellency. So my book has different information in it. It has the prayers, but it also under the stole says that as a sign of his full priestly powers, the bishop does not cross the stole in the front. Is that accurate?
That is correct. The bishop does not cross the stole. But the bishop also wears a pectoral cross, which the regular priest does not. And there is a special lanyard that holds the cross that he wears liturgically. And then non-liturgically, I wear the pectoral cross with my habit every day. Just whenever I wear my habit, I'm carrying, wear the pectoral cross. But for Mass, there is a lanyard that hooks the actual cross on, and he puts that on after the, before the stole, I believe. And so I look at the pectoral cross as actually being the cross, whereas the priest would cross the stole, the bishop wears it straight down. And for your information, the deacon wears the stole not crossed in front, but gathered crossed under, I think it's his left arm, so it goes from his right shoulder to his left arm, and it's worn diagonally across his chest and across his back.
And that was the way Father Anthony had it for the chrism mass.
Because he was serving as a deacon, yes.
I guess I've never noticed it because the chasuble usually covers
over.
It, so.
Yeah. This book only shows the Roman chasuble style, and I believe that is the preferred, according to the rubrics, is the Roman style. There is the Gothic, which is more flowing,
drapier,
more fuller. I don't really care much for the Gothic. It seems to, I guess because I'm shorter and have short arms, it seems to be getting in the way all the time. I much prefer the Roman, where the vest, the chasuble, goes straighter. or with the body, and that is, I think, according to the rubrics, the preferred style, though the Gothic is tolerated where it has become a custom or permitted in the past, but the rubrics prefer the Roman style. And I can see the convenience of the Roman style over the Gothic quite easily. Anything else? I never quite really understood the maniple, but it was interesting. They say the maniple represents the veil which Veronica wiped the face of our Lord. I have heard suggestions that it is like a handkerchief to wipe the sweat of the priest's brow. I said, but I would never wipe my face on that because it's
too nice
to wipe on. And besides that, usually the silk or whatever it's made of is not very absorbent. You know, I would much prefer a cotton handkerchief or something to wipe my face on. And of course, as Franciscans, we do not wear the amice in the manner that is shown there. We have a special amice that conforms to the hood of our habit and is worn over the hood. And yes, it does actually descend over the shoulders when the hood is put down. Religious generally do not wear the, what is that three-cornered hat there?
The beretta.
The beretta. Because we generally have the hood, and so where the traditionally where the priest would wear the beretta in at Mass and take off the beretta, I believe, at the foot of the altar, traditionally the religious with the hood would wear the hood up until they got there and then put the hood down. I know that that is the rubrics. I never really saw Bishop Lewis do that. But I have seen, I think, like Father Anthony
and
Father Joseph.
Both do it.
Yes.
But as the bishop, I'm wearing a zucchetto all the time anyway. So, any other questions, comments? Okay. And I think we will end with our act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.
Thank you, Your